Okay, my name's Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. If you could just state your full name, your age and where you're from.
Susan Jane Linnell, I'm 40, I'm from Hutton, Brentwood, Essex.
And the date is 14th of July 2009. So how are you today?
A bit nervous, apprehensive. It's no going back now, so that's how I feel, yeah. Just want it over and done with now, to be honest.
And how did you hear about the project?
Oh, I saw it on, I think it's BBC News originally, and thought, that sounds mad. Sort of once in a lifetime thing, just put my name down, didn't think I'd ever get chosen, so yeah.
And what inspired you to take part?
Because you never get a chance to do it again. That's pretty much so. I'm not really much of a modern art person, to be honest, but I just thought, well, it's never going to be done again. It's so unusual, and it's got to have participants. I thought we'll just go for it.
Yeah. And how exactly are you planning on using your hour on the plinth?
Originally, I thought, well, I'll do nothing because I'm very boring. But I thought, well, right, I've got to do something. If I'm going to do it for charity. My brother-in-law's got cystic fibrosis, so I thought, right, I'll do it for them. Got on their website, and they do what they call the Big Bounce, which is once a year. They do it's normally September. And it's to promote the fact that people with cystic fibrosis have to clear their lungs, and that bounce is a good thing for them. And so they have each year this thing, most of them like space hoppers or balls. And so got in touch with CF, said, right, this is what I think I'd like to do. And they said, brilliant. So I got the CF ball, it's the space hoppers, got some beach balls. And so that's what I'm doing, we're bouncing, doing the big bounce for cystic fibrosis.
And can you just explain a little bit more about the charity?
Cystic fibrosis, it's the most common genetic disease. It used to be more of a child disease. Most children wouldn't survive past adulthood. Because of the advancements, it's now, some people sort of do actually live to up to almost 50. There's very few of them though. It's a lung and digestive system disorder. Some have more problems with the lungs, some with their stomachs. They don't process food properly, so most people with CF have to take about 30 pills a day to break their food down. They get lots of chest infections, which leave scars on the lungs. So quite a lot are actually on donor list to have a heart-lung transplant. It doesn't cure them, but it just gives them a fresh lung. And yeah, so they're also, because it's genetic, they also promote the gene therapy for all other genetic diseases, but CF is actually the most commonest, which most people don't realise.
And do you mind me asking when your brother-in-law was diagnosed?
He was quite late. He was in his teens. But it's he was told when he was 19 he'd have to retire due to ill health by 30. He was dead by 40. Sure enough, he retired at 30, and he became a different person once he'd stopped working. His personality came out because he was actually able to concentrate on being better rather than just concentrate on working. And fortunately, he's now 42, so we feel pretty lucky. So he's gone in for different types of treatments and tests to see whether he's been a bit of a guinea pig sometimes, but he's doing pretty well so far. Yeah.
And are you doing this for anyone in particular?
Definitely my brother-in-law. It's specifically for him. So there are other charities, but I thought, well, that's the one that's closest to me. So and I've been over 20 years since we first met, so it was with my sister. I've been doing quite a few charity things for them. Not so much recently, but it's like when I did a sponsored climb up Ben Nevis. I've done street collections and sorts of things. So yes, I thought this is a great opportunity. No one's ever done it before. The big bounce is supposed to be lots of people. It's just me, but it also promotes. So yeah, especially at the times at the moment, there's not many people donating because of credit crunch. So it's just a way to get people of awareness really.
And why, I can see you're wearing a delightful bunny outfit. Why the bunny outfit?
Well, that's the thing, it grew and grew, and it snowballed a bit of a monster. So we thought we'd do this big bounce. I was at work, and we said, right, okay then. And they said, oh, if you're bouncing, bunnies bounce. And at work, at Easter, they got the office manager to give out Easter eggs and made her wear this costume. So I said, great, you can wear the bunny costume. So I went, yeah. So I think, well, even for a penny, even for a pound, if I'm going to do something really silly and it's going to be for charity, just go the full bog and sort of wear the bunny suit as well. It means I won't get recognised as much as well. My face will be partially covered. So yes, so that's why I'm doing it. So I see a lot of other people doing much more serious things, but this is what I've chosen my hour, and I'm just gonna, and that's it, too bad what other people think.
And you're also bringing the blow up balls,
The beach balls, that's so that people could, the big bounce can be a bit bigger, so it's just not me. So, you know, it's going to be tough getting people 1 o'clock in the morning anyway, but the few that are there, I'm hoping they actually bounce with me. So I'm going to be throwing out the beach balls. Hope they don't just take them, but they actually start bouncing them. They can take them if they want to, but that's what the hope is that more people join and make it a bigger bounce.
So are you looking to interact with the crowd?
Yes, I am. So I'm hoping that they will I'll be able to bounce them and throw them out to them, and maybe they're throwing back to me. I've got a few supporters, so they'll hopefully be egging them along and showing them what I'd like to do, yeah.
And who have you got with you today?
My mum, dad, my sister, my brother-in-law's come along, my aunt should be, a cousin, and my son should be coming along as well. He's only 8, so yeah. And so I've got an extra space hopper for him to jump on, yeah.
And is charity work something that you've been involved in for a while?
Yeah, for 20 years. Every time, I've also, because over the years I've used to do quite a lot of runs, and so I can appreciate the time it takes for people to do things like that. So every time I know somebody that's doing a sponsored event, I always make sure I sponsor them.
And can I just ask you a little bit about your cultural background?
I don't have any culture. I'm from Barking in Essex, which is more like East London. From a good, honest, hard-working family. Left school at 16, because that was the way back then, all those years ago. Just worked in the city as a type. That's what I was destined to be, as the careers people said, be a type in the city, and that's what I became. But fortunately, eventually, through hard work, I've got quite a senior position. But, yeah, so we're sort of originally from, yeah, basically working class family. My mum and dad were both, one was from Glasgow, in the pretty poor district, and my mum's from the East End. So we've all worked hard to better ourselves, really. But yeah.
And what's your relationship with London?
Well, I work there every day. I was born on the outskirts of it. Do lots of visiting, especially with my son, to museums and sightseeing. But I personally don't actually really like London that much. I'd rather stay out of it. But I tend to come in quite a lot because there's so many interesting things. But yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Thank you.